This is Dirking Off.
Self-gratifying Mavs talk.
With your host, Richie Sullivan, and his brother, Patrick. Okay, well, we're back, and it's 1 week from the last one, and this is what we're going to continue to do.
Yes.
With astonishing regularity.
Hopefully.
Like all brand regularity. That's the level of regularity we're talking about. But consequently, there's less to talk about.
Yeah, but there's some good games to talk about.
There are some good games to talk about. I think it's debatable.
Of which I watched one.
Whether or not we call them good games. But
of course you do.
Well, of course I do. But we'll just jump right into it. We had three games last week, with first being against Sacramento.
We beat.
Well, first of all, would you like to know our combined point differential from the week?
If I must.
Yeah, it's a shade under 2 points.
Positive.
Positive.
Okay.
1.7.
Yeah.
It could have been. Well, what? I mean, you're okay with that?
Yeah.
You seem sort of disturbingly satisfied with the status quo here.
Well, it's before the
All-Star Why don't we go into the games?
All right.
And then we can discuss exactly why this is disturbing.
I knew. Didn't I tell you yesterday or the day before? I knew exactly what you would be wanting to talk about.
And what was that?
Point differential.
Well, you're only saying that now because that's what I started talking about.
No, it is what I knew you were going to talk about.
No, it could have been anything. You would have pulled this no matter what.
Probably not.
You would have. If I wanted to talk about Rodrigue Bobois' ties, you would have said that I knew that's what you were going to talk about, and that's what I was talking about on the phone.
Okay.
Why were you being so coy, by the way?
Coy. What?
Why are you so particular about my vocabulary? Okay, so let's jump into this.
Yeah.
First game, Sacramento.
Right.
Back where Stojakovic made a name for himself.
Yeah.
And so we're in Sacramento against who? Tyreke Evans.
Cousins.
Cousins, and a former assistant coach, Paul Westphal.
Right.
Who I like.
Yeah, I like Paul Westphal.
I love, and I can't believe there's only one video of it on YouTube, but there's a video of, I think it was the Lakers had gone two games up on Phoenix. This was in the 90s at some point. Paul Westphal was the coach.
When they were the five-game series in the first round.
Best of five in the first round, and Westphal is the coach of Phoenix. And it's got, like, James Worthy, I think, talking about, you know, doing that deferential thing where you're very confident you're about to take the series.
Right.
But you want to, like, give the other team credit, and you can see the confidence in his face and saying, right. You know, we went out there and we moved the ball and scored points and all of that. All that obvious bullshit the players say at the end of games when people ask them, how did you win this game? Oh, we played good basketball.
Right.
And then it shows him, and it cuts straight to Paul Westphal going, we're going to win the series. he says something like, there's one in L.A. after this. We're going to win that. And we come back home. We're going to win that. And we go back to L.A. and we're going to win that one.
Yeah.
He says, and then everyone's going to talk about what a great series it is.
Yeah.
And they did that.
They did, and it was a great series.
So
I remember that one.
Let's talk about that a minute. Last year, Sacramento was flirting with 500 ball.
Yeah.
Probably did they even make mid-season playing 500 ball? I don't think so. I think they played about a quarter of a season of where they were, you know, breaking even.
Right.
And people are like, oh, Sacramento is back.
Yeah.
Do you think Paul Westphal can get this team? He's got a good young core, but he seems to have flaked out a little bit. Like, he's Talking to players weird. I mean, what's your read on Paul Westfall?
You know, I haven't been following it enough to know, other than the made up video you showed me last year about Tyreke Evans and what's his face,
Spencer Hawes.
Spencer
That's
Haas.
one of my favorite things. That what I don't know what that program is, but you can make your own videos online and you can make your own avatars.
Right, and that it has that computer sounding voice. Anyway, that's
Some
all I
guys
know.
and I have been talking. What guys? Guys on this team? I remember when Tyreke Evans stole the ball from Kobe Bryant. What have you ever done? I thought my 31 points against the Lakers was good, and we lost.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Okay,
Yeah,
I could
you know,
quote the whole
someone,
video.
I think someone even predicted the Kings to be maybe in the playoffs this year.
Oh,
And
I improved someone on this podcast that wasn't me.
right, could have been.
So they're 12-38 right now.
Yeah.
They're a bottom feeder in the NBA.
Better than Cleveland.
Better than Cleveland. I'm sure they take a lot of solace in that.
Yeah.
Paul Westfall, proven coach. Tyreke
Right.
Evans, astonishing rookie, still producing well. I mean, I was kind of pulling for Sacramento as long as they're not, the Chris Webber Sacramento that's always
Right.
knocking Dallas out of the playoffs. But now I'm starting to doubt Westfall.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on there.
Well, anyway, so back to us playing them. We beat them by 2 points.
2 points.
2 points.
In Sacramento.
In Sacramento. It was a real tough crowd there in Sacramento.
They're notorious for being a tough
They are
crowd.
not
Yeah, they
notorious.
are.
They were
They had the
notorious.
cowbell.
They weren't. Huh?
Yeah. They all would bring cowbells and ring their cowbells in
Oh my Lord, that's terrifying. No, I don't think
They're notorious for having a good home crowd.
crowds of
I'm not
losing teams
saying
are never notorious.
it's Sacramento.
So we lose
What
that.
else are they going to cheer for?
We lose that rebounding game. Something I
Right.
know is 48-39. I don't even know who they've got. We both shot around 47%, so our offense wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. Our defense wasn't great. It wasn't
Right.
terrible. But yeah, they got Cousins, Caspi. I mean, these starters, I can't believe they score 100 points on us.
They've got
So
some good shooters.
this is sign one of a struggling defense.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Right.
Okay. And I don't know who is. Oh, Cousins. Cousins is their big man, I suppose. He pulled down 11 rebounds to go with 19 points. Only registered one block. But that was a close game, 102-100.
Right.
Did you watch that game?
No, I didn't
That
see that
wasn't the
game.
one you watched. Then we played in Denver the very next night.
Right.
So, load up your lame excuse shotgun.
It's not lame.
We've got, hold on, we've got second night of a back-to-back.
Right.
And then we've got,
Mile High
oh, no,
City.
wait, an away game.
Away game.
And then we've got the elevation.
Yeah.
So we are locked and loaded with our excuse shotgun, and believe me, we
Apparently, it's a
needed
triple barrel
all three. No, you could
shotgun.
put like five or six in those.
Really?
Was like the pump action shotgun, yeah.
Don't say pump action on this podcast
Right, because our integrity is set at such a high level already. Listen, this game was awful to watch. I
Yeah, I
didn't.
didn't get to see that.
We built up a.
Awful, but I mean,
Okay, no, well, we're gonna talk about this.
right.
Okay, awful, but what?
It had to have been entertaining.
Well,
You got 120 points scored.
let me get the. Yeah. I'm not up for entertaining ball anymore, okay? This is not the Don Nelson era.
What?
Well, I'm up for entertaining ball as long as it's successful. But what I'm saying is I do not want my team scoring 120 points regularly, because let's be honest, it's a bad indicator. Championship teams
Is it?
don't normally score 120 points. I wouldn't say
Yeah,
so.
they
These
don't win all their
fast-paced
game. They don't win all their games by
Golden
scoring
State,
120.
Phoenix, none of these teams have really ever played successful playoff basketball with that kind of mentality of score first, defend later.
Right, no, I agree.
Which is really a stupid way of
That's
saying it,
still
because
kind of fun to watch.
that's actually how you play a basketball game. You
Yeah.
score first and defend later. You know what I mean.
Yeah,
Priorities.
right.
But we went up by 11. We fell asleep in that first quarter. Scored 19 points. Now, that shell in the excuse shotgun of second night of a back-to-back, that one might actually discharge on this one, because I think 19 points in the first quarter,
Yeah.
you're letting Chauncey Billups score 18 points in one quarter. You might be having some jet lag, fatigue, problems getting into the game.
Elevation.
The elevation thing is bullshit,
No,
okay?
it's
I'm just gonna.
not.
No, that's total bullshit.
It's not.
I ran a marathon
That's different. We talked about this.
in Denver.
A marathon, it's not all about
And I felt fine.
going from 0 to 60 in a short amount of time, like basketball is.
60? What do you mean?
Like acceleration. A marathon's not about acceleration. Basketball is.
Basketball's about acceleration.
Yeah.
What's this? Is not accelerating where?
From one end of the court to the other. You gotta move
I had to go
fast.
26 miles.
Right, but you had time to acclimate your first 5 miles.
You're not even making your point well. Your point originally was that I didn't have to do things like, oh, jump up to a
Yeah.
10-foot hoop.
Right.
And I did several times.
That's why you lost.
But we have a great second quarter and a third quarter. We go up by 11
Yeah,
in the
I was
fourth.
watching the score when I saw the way the game was progressing. I thought, "Oh, this is a game we'll win."
Letting a lead slip away sucks.
Right.
Okay? And I don't care what you do in the game, you're remembered by your last couple of plays. And this game ends with Dirk Nowitzki bricking a free throw. Dirk Nowitzki bricking a free throw that would have sent the game to overtime, and then Aflalo shooting a three over Sean Marion, who didn't close out quick enough.
Yeah, he kind of took a bad angle at him.
Well, yeah, I mean, he made a run at him. He was just too far away.
Yeah.
I mean, the hand in the face technique only works if you're sort of
Well, he
within a couple of feet of the
I
guy.
saw that play. He was expecting, for whatever reason, Aflalo to go right, and he went left. And so it was kind of a last
Don't
stab
think
egg.
that's what it was, though.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, in your opinion, that's what it was.
No, that's what it
I think
was.
one of the two of us actually watched the game
Well, I watched that play though, like 3 times
on
in
the
slow
TV
motion.
that he gets for free. You watched it on slow motion?
Yeah.
On what?
Not on the they replayed it yesterday.
On the regular TV that you get.
Yeah.
By the way, when is one of us going to pony up and get NBA League Pass?
I looked into that, and I don't think we can get the Mavs games locally.
No. I'm talking about the League Pass that you can get on DirecTV.
Yeah.
You get every NBA game.
Except the local ones.
What do you mean?
They black out the local games because they want the local stations to get revenue.
Are you serious?
That was my understanding. Because I looked into that when I dropped my cable.
You know,
That's why I was so upset. But, of all you listeners, if I'm wrong, just feel free to comment and let me know.
Somehow I feel like this is all... who was that guy with the big pyramid scheme? It's all his fault.
Or, Madoff?
Yeah, Madoff.
Probably.
Probably Donald Trump's fault.
Honestly,
it's probably Cuban's
fault. Yeah.
All right. Tony Cubes, come on, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ostensibly you'd be able to get, if you have DirecTV with NBA League Pass, you have local TV.
Right.
Right.
So then it's,
okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, let's look into
There's
this.
Not enough other games I'm that interested in watching.
I would quit my jobs and just watch NBA. And then you would support me.
All right. If you pay for the League Pass.
Okay.
Okay. Not sure how that works out. But
I'm not either.
Point
but
is,
we lose to
Marion
the Nuggets.
Thought
one
he was
point.
Moving right, and he ended up moving. Up.
It seemed to me like he was collapsed into the middle. He was helping on someone and couldn't close out on Aflalo.
Yeah.
The point is, Aflalo has a stupid name.
Yeah, Aflalo. Is there an L there? It doesn't seem like there should
there
be.
There is an L there, and...
be much more of a badass name, I think, if it was Aflalo. That sounds better.
And, of course, this was the game of zero defense. They win at 121 to 120. Both teams shoot in the 53% range. Denver shoots 48% from three-point range.
Ugh.
Which is a little bit of a good night. It's just good night shooting. But, yeah. I mean, they were shooting wide open three-pointers. We can't have that. I've seen too much of that. Is that a product of the zone?
It could be.
You know, if one of the two of
some
us...
Some of its personnel.
Actually understood the zone, we could probably answer this question.
Well, I do know that that's one way to kill a zone. Is to get interior penetration. should we do this?
What?
We can do that later.
What bothers you?
Yeah, terms,
we might as well.
Terms that need to,
terms
to leave
that we,
basketball.
That need to leave basketball because they bother Patrick from an innuendo. They either bother or excite you. I can't.
It's probably a little bit of both.
Decide.
That's
which
why
one.
It's disturbing.
Like, is it a good night in the Sullivan household when you hear one of those?
What, the innuendo?
I didn't know if it was...
No.
NBA aphrodisiac.
I should probably use that, though. I'd probably get to watch more games.
Wow.
Is that too much?
Well, that's a talk killer. Yeah. So one of them is penetration.
Yeah, or even
it's
like interior penetration. Or
interior.
There's some other uses of penetration just in general. What's another word for penetration that we could use?
Insertion?
No, that's worse.
Poking.
That doesn't even mean penetration.
I know, I can
You're
think
the
of some...
wordsmith. You should have something good.
I'm not a wordsmith. I can think of some others that bother me, though.
Yeah.
The in-and-out maneuver.
Right, like that one's good. I like
they
that.
They have in-and-out maneuvers.
The one that always, always bugged me. I think it's starting to fall out of fashion, finally. But the facial.
The facial, yeah.
That's wrong.
Well, and it's not even like, oh, well, Jim, could you? Did you notice that facial? When it happens, they go, yeah. Facial!
Yeah, you can hear Marv Albert saying, did you see that facial? And from him, of all people, too, it's just even worse.
What did he do?
He liked to bite women's ears or something.
Well, that's not bad.
Maybe
how
there's
hard?
Other stuff. I don't know.
Did he bite other things?
Could be.
Facial!
Yeah.
Extreme facial. There's LeBron with the facial on Cleveland. On that note, whenever someone comes off a screen, that bothers me. Or like when there's a foul And the guy's like, he came right across his face. Like, that, couldn't we, like, is that necessary? Oh man. I'm really ashamed of ourselves. What else is there? Oh, speaking of man love moments, there was a moment in that Denver game where I saw this and I thought, did that just happen? Did I just see that? Carmelo Anthony comes up behind Jose Barea and he's got sort of full contact from, chest down to crotch. That way, he wasn't like leaning in, but he was hugging him from behind and he had full contact. And he's hugging Barea and kind of smiling. And like, he gives him a couple of jovial squeezes and then they cut away. And I'm like, what? I was really, really disturbed by it. And I was watching it with my friend Travis, who says he's completely nonchalant. He says he's shaking his head as if to say, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. I'm saying, don't worry, what are you doing? That's disturbing. What's going on there? He goes, no. It's like, that's just the way it is with midgets. People pick them up when they don't want to be picked up. They hug them when they don't want to be hugged. So poor Jose was sort of sexually assaulted by Carmelo, and I think it needs to be said somewhere. At least here on this podcast, we will not be silent.
That's
I'm not
true.
gonna watch things like that occur and let them go unaddressed.
We're hoping basketball picks that up.
I'm hoping for a better day when that stops happening to Brea. I'm telling you, that was weird. He came up right behind him and was like, hey, buddy. Hey. Hey, little guy. I don't know. And then free throws, rebounds, turnovers, they're essentially the same. We shot 53%. We shot one more free throw than they did. It was really that first quarter and last quarter killed us. Real quickly, we won in Houston last night, which I missed due to my utter failure to know which day of the week it is.
You had other things
I thought
going,
yesterday was Saturday.
weddings and such.
We win by four.
We were up by 23 in the
Thank
third.
you. Thank you. Does this bother you at all?
It bothers me, but not like on a doomsday sort of level.
Well, not a doomsday. I think we both feel like. I feel like this is a championship caliber team.
Now, watching it, here's why I think that happened. And I don't think this should happen. I think this is why it happened. The players and the coaches both got a little lazy. And it doesn't take long in the NBA of being a little lazy to lose a 23-point lead. So we got lazy in who we had out there and making some changes that we probably should have made. And the players got a little bit lazy on passes. There were weird and bad turnovers.
15 turnovers for Dallas in this game.
And I think 13 of them came in the second half or something like weird like that. And it's just, you're up 23, you have one of those turnovers, you're like, okay, we're all right though, let's just get back with it.
And you get
And then
lazy.
that, yeah.
And Dallas shoots 55% and Houston shoots 40%, which is a good indicator of defense. But I want to
There
rewind
was
to
some
this
good defense in the game.
on this idea of laziness, going back to the Denver game actually, because I forgot to address this. If you were to if I didn't know anything about the NBA and I'm tuning into this game and someone tells me there are two star players in this game, one of them is there's a lot of trade talk swirling around him, and he kind of wants to be traded. And there's another who's loyal to his city, to his
Right.
fan base. Try to guess which one that is. And, watching the Denver game, and if I were watching it as an objective observer, and I'm watching Carmelo Anthony put up 42 points on 68% shooting, and Dirk Nowitzki putting up 16 points, I'm gonna guess that it's Nowitzki is the
Right.
guy that is wanting to be traded. He had a weird demeanor about him. He didn't have a great week in general. He scored, let's see here, the Sacramento game. He scored 10 points, then 16 points, and last night he scores
22.
22, which is just below. And again, 22 points comes for Nowitzki, almost like it's nothing. But, particularly in a Denver game that's that close, you kind of hope he doesn't score 16 points on 50% shooting. He scores something closer to 23 points on 45% shooting with a whole bunch more attempts in the fourth quarter. But on the other hand, I was reading this on Mavs Moneyball. If you look at the regular season as an 82-game practice for the playoffs, and you're
Right.
trying to get people ready, you're trying to get people involved, you're trying to get them in games so that they know how to play basketball competitively against good teams. A game where Nowitzki only scores 16 points and our bench scores 72 points
Yeah.
is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which way is it? Is
Yeah,
this
there's a little bit of both in that.
is this the team we want?
Yeah,
Now,
there was one other thing that bothered me from last night's game. I'm
from the
not
Houston
understand
game.
from the Houston game. I'm not quite understanding because I really haven't been keeping up on reading, but anyway, Haywood again didn't play a minute.
Haywood didn't play.
I really, really felt like his defense could have helped kind of quell that, especially when we're up by 23 and we start to see, oh, they're coming back a little bit. Why not throw him in there as a change? Ajinsa made a couple defensive mistakes.
Mahimi.
Mahinmi.
We don't have Ajinsa anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but he put up 7 6 and 2 assists, 1 block.
Right. But again, if you're not watching the game, you can look at stats, but they don't tell the whole story.
No, this is true. Haywood has continued to sort of be paddleballed in and out of the lineup. Do you think it's I think it's bad policy in general to not give someone consistent minutes. Is Haywood going to be a great center that's prepared to, one, close out the rest of the season, and two, enter the playoffs ready to produce?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this would really mess with a guy's head.
Yeah, unless there's something that's going on that Haywood and Carlisle are both aware of that they're not talking about.
Now again, you can only guess at these things, especially
Right.
us who are not people with press passes who get to go to practices. All we get to see are interviews and the games, but
And Carlisle is notoriously
close.
really open about everything. So,
That was sarcasm.
yeah.
Close-lipped Carlisle. It would seem to me like Carlisle and Haywood are the exact type of personalities that might clash.
Yeah. But it's just weird that Carlisle was the one that went to woo him in the off season, and there's this big deal about that.
I
So,
imagine Haywood thinks that's weird as well.
yeah.
And Carlisle probably doesn't say a damn word to him.
It could be.
That's how it works sometimes. Real quick, Peja finally showing up last night. He was 4 of 6 from 3-point range. I believe he was a proportionate 8 of 12 in general.
Yeah.
So Peja in 4 games is shooting 41% in general, 29% from 3-point. But last night,
right, you
shooting
hope
67%.
Sign of things to come.
You hope.
Well, granted, I mean, don't you expect the first couple of games with a new team after kind of getting back into condition? You don't expect a 22-point game right off the bat.
Well, but it's not that way with every single player. Some come into... I felt like Butler and Haywood came in last year, and they
but
started...
they've been playing.
They
started
playing. Oh, I see, I see, I see.
I didn't realize this because it seemed like Peja had played more. Maybe it's because he just played a couple games against us.
Mm-hmm.
But he had only played like 4 games in the last year up until starting this year.
Eight games in this season. His last game before joining the Mavericks on the floor on February 7th was November 26th when he played for Toronto at Boston. And he scored 13 points in that one,
right,
on 71% shooting. So certainly we hope he can be...
He looked really good last night. I was encouraged by that.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, since we're about out of time, league-wide, Jerry Sloan.
Yeah.
Has quit mid-season under... somewhat mysterious circumstances. We don't know if he was just tired of the game in general, if Darren Williams forced him out, or if it was some sort of conglomerate of the two.
Right.
My guess is it's things are always more complicated, not less.
Right.
More mixed, not less, than they really are. I imagine it was some combination of the two.
Yeah.
Maybe one too many complaints from Williams makes Sloan realize, you know what, I'm just tired of it in general.
Yeah, and Sloan's one of those coaches, definitely old school, definitely demands his players. I mean, he pretty much wants his players to be all about basketball all the time. He does. There's been players that have left that kind of complained about the environment where, you know, even family stuff kind of took second place to basketball.
Well, and I've heard opposite reports that Williams was the one that took it seriously and that Jerry Sloan had lost a step.
Yeah.
I'm more inclined to believe that Jerry Sloan was the same as he was in the previous 22 seasons in Utah, but I can say for myself that every time I watched Dallas play Utah, I heard those fans boo mercilessly in the talk box every time Dirk Nowitzki touched the ball.
Right.
And those guys were some pretty harsh fucking Mormons.
Yeah.
And but when they would show Jerry Sloan on the camera, I would go, you know, that guy I respect.
Yeah, I respect him as a coach.
Absolutely.
Kind of on the fence with him as like, it's just like an all-around person.
Well, he always looked crotchety. I mean, is that your issue?
Just the story. I forget the story that came out. I forget which player it was. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way that you didn't like this guy having other priorities besides basketball.
He seems like someone who, once he made up his mind that he didn't like a guy,
yeah,
he might just stick to that.
Right.
And
certainly,
you know,
a great coach. I mean, he...
Third winningest.
I respect the longevity that he had there.
Mm-hmm.
But...
yeah. You know,
I'm not going to... I guess what I'm kind of... words.
What?
Anyway.
Yeah.
What bugged me was seeing someone say that putting all the blame on Williams and saying, "Well, I used to like Williams, but now I don't." And I'm not to that point. I think Williams is a great player. I don't think the fact that he and Sloan may have had differences that
And we would love to see you in a Dallas uniform, Deron Williams,
yes.
if when you get to a point of free agency.
Or Rondo.
Or Rondo. You know, as long as we're going at this rate, can we just throw in Derrick Rose and whoever else we want?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Paul.
He's getting
What?
old.
He's not getting old.
I would take him,
Wow, that.
but anyway.
So we got the pre-All-Star break schedule coming up, which is
Yeah, and there's the
not
big
a lot.
news
What's the big news?
that Bobois may be playing Wednesday night.
I did not know this. Are you
Yes.
serious? I'm
Yes.
clearly not. He might be playing Wednesday night.
Yes.
Odds.
I'm going to
Patrick
go
Sullivan's odds.
50-50.
That is so lame.
All
That's a
right.
coin flip. Do you think it's more or less likely? 51 or 49?
51.
Okay. There was only one way to hit that.
I
Oh, and Bob Ortegal.
Oh, yeah.
Old
I'm kind
crotchety
of pissed
Bob.
off about that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I understand it. I'm
I don't understand the timing of it.
sad about it. Okay, I don't
I don't
know.
understand the explanation that, well, we're trying to move in a different direction, and you have Brad Davis as his replacement. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, I think it does.
Davis is not a good color
I
commentator.
think Davis is a good color guy.
He's all right.
I said color
Okay.
guy. Just to be clear, color
He's white, so that doesn't
guy.
matter.
I think he is. I think he's better than Bob. I liked Bob. I liked his crotchety old man moments, but I was with him when, apparently Cuban saying, "You can't be on the broadcast anymore. Would you like to be on radio sometimes?" Bob saying, "Nah, not so much."
Yeah. Well, he did the radio thing for a year.
Yeah,
Now,
but I'm gonna miss him.
yeah, I just don't.
I'm gonna miss him saying that young man right there.
Someone that's been around as long as he has, I think it could have been handled better.
Yeah.
Let him, I mean, you got 30 more games this season.
I agree. Whether it's Jerry Sloan making
Yeah.
his decision or Cuban making his decision about Bob Ortegal, I think doing these things mid-season is a bad idea. I mean, it
Right.
seems weird to make such a big deal over
A color
color
commentator of a
commentator.
local broadcast.
But
But
Bob was
he's
pretty
Mavericks.
special.
He's
Yeah.
part of the Mavericks.
And he believed in what his
Yeah.
job,
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
was a fan as well as a commentator.
Yeah.
Look at where we
So
are right now.
this is one of our longer podcasts.
It's not as long as the drunk one.
Really?
No, that one was
Hmm.
epic long. So
All
anyway,
right.
we got Sacramento Phoenix coming up. I'm gonna say we go 2-0.
Yeah, I hope so.
But obviously.
By the way, the rest of the season, I think we had a pretty tough first half of the season.
Yeah.
I was looking through the rest of the season. I mean, this is my synopsis. It's like a couple games against the Lakers, a game against the Spurs, and New Orleans,
Yeah.
and everything else is looks pretty
Cakey.
cakey.
Sweet, let's win out.
Yeah. Let's pass up the Spurs.
This is dirking off.
Self-gratifying Mavs talk.
All right. We'll see you in 1 week.
Thank you.